golfcars.com or friend them on Facebook. Hurry, the Club Car Summer Sales Event absolutely ends September 20th at M&M Golf Cars, 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8787 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8787.
I'm Larry Connor. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you looking for a new or used forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
The Martin Kilcoin Show is going on the road again. It's a field trip Thursday as we broadcast live from Victorian Gardens Independent Senior Living Center in Eureka. Join us live during their open house and take a tour of the newest, most inviting senior living community in the area. Newly opened and accepting residents, Victorian Gardens is a place you want your loved ones to see. 15 Hilltop Village Center Plaza Drive in Eureka, next to Dickie Bub. See you at Victorian Gardens Open House this Thursday, 10 a.m.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sweet, miserable crap
from it. So
I don't care for that.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the September 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area, three Good Feet Stores. We're going to tell you where they are and how easy it is to go in. You do not need an appointment, and how this may very well be the pain relief you've been looking for. No surgery, no painkillers. A simple insert, simple arch support could be the answer. Has been for thousands of people. We'll talk about that. We'll kick around some stuff, and then there'll be a joke. But first...
Hey!
Everything was going so well.
Oh, man.
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take to retire comfortably, then Mark and Jason would like to sit down with you and have a free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Speaking of chicks, here's a chick magnet. He became a chick magnet when he picked up that bass guitar again. Chicks love musicians. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Oh, Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Happy birthday to my sister, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa. How was Lisa?
Lisa is 50 today.
See, you shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I mean 40-10.
She probably would not want you to broadcast that.
No.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And there's a lot of talk now in the news, on social media, about, you know, to spank or not to spank, and when does the spanking become a beating, and blah, 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 and abuse, and domestic, and child abuse. Rat Boy was just telling me a horrible story off the air about his childhood And his dad used to whip him with, wasn't a whip, it was string, what?
Cheese.
String cheese.
Oh.
Big, long strings of cheese.
Go get me the string cheese,
all right, son. You go get me a string of cheese.
Rat yeah. Dad used
yeah.
to do that?
Rat Daddy. Rat, that's a good, Rat Daddy, that ought to be the name of like a sink musician or something, yeah. Hip-hop or Rat Daddy. Give it up. Speaking of music, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperest and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. They're all over the United States. If you travel and you get in your hotel room and turn on TV, chances are you'll see a Good Feet commercial. They have national commercials, and then they localize them, like the Ozzie Smith commercial, I'm sure doesn't run, you know, in other cities, even though anybody in any town who was ever a baseball fan probably knows who Ozzie Smith is. But in St. Louis, you can see him doing a Good Feet testimonial, and I'm sure there are people that think, well, you know, they contacted Ozzie and they said, hey, Ozzie, everybody knows the flip and you spend a lot of time on your feet, you're a baseball player. If we pay you X amount of money, would you do Good Feet? That's not how it happened. It happened because Ozzie Smith just walked into a Good Feet store. Nobody paid him to. Nobody knew he was coming. He walked in and he discovered what thousands of people have discovered, that this place had the answer. The solution to his problem was a simple pair of inserts, arch supports. And then when they found out he had been in and he had been happy with the results, then I guess they said, hey, would you mind telling the rest of the world? He said, no, I'd be happy to. And that's how you get your TV commercial with Ozzie Smith. My story is simply that the only issue I had that I needed to go there was plantar fasciitis, which is the number one reason people go into Good Feet, plantar fasciitis. If you don't know what it is, let's put it this way. It's a horrible stabbing pain. Like when you step out of bed, it's like stepping on somebody on the floor below you stuck a knife up through the floor, and then you step down on it. It's just a sharp pain. That's the number one reason people go in. And for many of those people, the arch support or insert or whatever you want to call it from Good Feet is the answer and the solution, and they never have to deal with that again. Other people go in because their neck hurts or their back or their head, they have headaches or knee pain. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every single case, this was the solution or the answer. Sometimes it's not, but many, many, many times it is. And to the surprise of lots of people, a simple shift or change in the distribution of weight on your feet means the elimination of your problem and the end of that pain. So what do you got to lose? Give it 30, 40 minutes. That's all the time you're going to spend in there. You don't need an appointment. Go in. You tell them what hurts. Man, I've got this knee pain. And they're going to take an imprint of your foot. You take your shoe off, not your sock. For you guys who have really ugly feet, don't worry, they're not going to see your actual foot, it's just the sock. They'll take an imprint, and from that they can see where you're putting too much pressure. You got nothing to lose but 30, 40 minutes. Good Feet. There are three of them in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. There's one in South County, on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. I was in a discussion the other day with somebody about television and about how, I don't know how many channels there really are, 200? If you had everything that Dish or cable offered, a couple of hundred?
Yeah, 200, 300.
And then on top of that, all the music channels, which I think a lot of us forget about, that can go to your TV and get uninterrupted, no commercial, big band music, rap music, rock music, country music. And sometimes I forget that's on TV.
I know, I do too.
And then you might, oh my goodness, I've got music on television. You turn it on and play it through the whole house. But do you think that we'll ever again have, and I don't know why we don't, really good variety shows. Just start thinking about how many great varieties. We had the Sonny and Cher show. We had Ed Sullivan. We had Glenn Campbell's Good Time.
Carol Burnett.
We had the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah.
We had Red Skelton, which was a combination of skits and guest appearances by people. And there were a couple dozen, at least, great variety shows. Why do we not have one now? Why couldn't somebody host a show and bring out...
Who is that talented that could do it nowadays?
Right, a Ryan Seacrest type could do it. Look, if Ed Sullivan can host a show, anybody can host a show. The guy had no talent, but you're just introducing acts.
His show considered a
variety show?
Absolutely. It was like a sketch show almost.
It was sketch and variety because he had... I hope we get back to that one day because I can't be the only person who is sick of these fake reality shows.
The reality shows have taken over.
And I think there are people, sort of like there may be still somebody out there somewhere who thinks wrestling is not fake. I think there are people, lots of people, who believe that these reality shows are actually reality. They're not. They're fake.
They're scripted.
Yeah. And they're set up, and there's a camera crew. You're not watching anything happening that somebody doesn't want you to watch. So I hope I'm not the only person that just watches TV and goes, you got to be kidding me. There's a show coming on the USA channel called Chrisley Knows Best or something. It's the worst looking show I've ever seen in my life. And it's supposed to start, I guess, this week or so. I will not be watching it.
Who is it?
Chrisley. I don't have any idea. It's some very gay acting guy, and it's a show following his family around.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know. I don't know any more than that. Watched a YouTube video this morning about a funeral home up in Michigan, and I've heard of this before, where they have drive-through visitation when somebody dies. The casket is in a window.
Really?
It's up in a window, and you drive up in your car, and the curtains open, and you have 3 minutes to look at the person in the casket. And then the curtains close, and you drive, and the next person drives up. Now... A lot of people saying this is disrespectful, it's whatever. I don't know.
I think if you're going to go to a visitation, park your car.
go if you're going to pay your respects, go in.
If you want to pay your respects, I don't know if that's the way to do it.
But how do you sign the guest book?
It caused me to realize something. Do you know that I have never in my life visited anybody's grave? I've never done that.
Really?
No. I've never gone to the grave of somebody to just check in and go, hey, how you doing? And just want to stuff. I've never done that. Now, I know people that do it. My mother-in-law does it.
Oh, people do it religiously on birthdays?
Oh, no, they take fresh flowers. And I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying I've never once, outside of the actual funeral, I've never gone to a grave.
I haven't either, really.
I don't even know where my own mother's grave is. And I know that sounds horrible. I know the town, but I couldn't find it.
I've gone with someone else to go visit their grandmother's grave. But I've never gone to my own family. And until my brother died, I didn't know where my grandparents were buried.
But see, I don't think that's at all weird. I don't get it. I don't get visiting. I do and I don't. I see these sad news stories and where somebody lost a child and they go and talk to the kid. I do sort of understand.
And they go clean up a little bit, clean up around there and make sure the gravestone's okay.
And I'm not being critical of that at all. I think that's fine if you want to. It's just not me. I'm not even a fan of the traditional funeral and that whole open casket thing. I don't want anything to do with any of that when I'm gone. Just get rid of me and have a party.
When I am at a cemetery, like I've gone to funerals at Jefferson Barracks and other places. I look at all the gravestones to see when these people were born, when they died.
Figure out how old they were.
Yeah.
Now, when you were a kid, did you ever get in trouble for stepping on a grave? Like if you're in a cemetery and you stepped
right on it.
Yeah. Get on
off of that.
No, no, I don't think I have.
No.
Oh, my goodness, I get yelled at.
No, but I was always
afraid. Like, if you think about it, what is the harm of that?
There's not.
But it's disrespectful or something.
I was always afraid to step right there.
Why?
Because I thought I was going to be grabbed and pulled in when I was a kid.
You need to see a little child psychiatrist.
Yeah.
All right, the big discussion now around the country is spanking, and when does it cross over into beating? Who's the guy that took a switch to his kid?
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. If it's true, this is a four-year-old, that kid had open, broken skin was broken and bruises, then, yeah, this guy. And by the way, he's reinstated. He's back playing again.
No, he didn't play this Sunday.
But they announced today he's back on the roster.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Then that is wrong. But I don't think a lot of people understand. I saw Charles Barkley interview, and he goes, well, you know, that's just the way of in the South. That's the way we were raised. That's the way it is, and we're spanking. I don't have a problem with a little hand swat on the butt. It's just that I don't think anybody really has a problem with that. But the truth is, if we eliminated any form of spanking, I don't have a problem with that either. Because I don't know that it works. I don't know that it does any good. I think there are far more effective ways to discipline kids. Taking things from them that they think they can't live without. Like, no video games for a week. I'd rather you beat me! I'm serious. They'd rather have an actual beating than that. And when I was a kid, we did that whole go pick out a switch. I had to go cut the switch off the tree and give it to my dad so he could whip me with it. I didn't hate him for that, but now if you said, you know, you had to make a choice, is that right or is it wrong? I'd go, okay, it's probably wrong. We don't need to do that. But I also think that too many people are in other people's business. And when somebody's in Walmart and they just swat the kid, you know, just a little hand swat. We've gotten to the point where now somebody wants to call the police, then they turn it into a federal case. And then next thing you know, this parent is listed as some sort of monster. That's crazy, too. And the other thing I don't understand is, what's his name? Rice.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice. Now, what he did, there's no gray in this. It's absolutely cut and dried. He cold cocked his wife, hit her, punched her in the face. Yet this weekend he goes to his high school he went to a game, and they cheered him. That I don't get. It's the same mentality as the people that cheered OJ on in the early phases. I mean, when he's in the Bronco, they don't even know any of the facts yet, and he looks guilty of sin, and they're still cheering him on. That I don't get. I don't get how you can root for and support somebody who punches a woman in the face. And I think the problem is her. Because when she stands up and goes, hey, it's okay, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm supporting him. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Then I think everybody feels okay about cheering him when he steps up. Because if she doesn't care, why should we care? And it pops up every so often where it becomes a big debate. Radio Shack says they're talking about filing for bankruptcy. It seems to me that every 3 or 4 years, Radio Shack is in trouble. And quite frankly, I don't know how Radio Shack is even still in business, but I'm glad they are. I love Radio Shack. You want an HDMI cable? Go to Radio Shack and get it. In and out in about 2 minutes. No big long lines, no big story. You don't have to walk all the way through some massive warehouse to get to it.
And there's always some little connector that you can never find anywhere else, and they have it.
And there's a guy behind the counter or a woman where when you tell them what you want, they know exactly what it is. They walk 5 feet and get it, and there you are, and you check out, and you're gone. So I hope Radio Shack stays around. Remember when they tried to do the whole The Shack?
Yeah.
Yes.
That lasted about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They wanted to reinvent themselves
and
call it just The Shack. Nah, it's Radio Shack. It's still a great little store, as far as I'm concerned. Dancing with the Stars back on tonight for a new season.
Yes.
And as Bill Clinton would say, nah, who cares? Except I will tell you that it's exactly the kind of show I would never think that I'd want to watch. But if you like legs, if you like if you like good legs and cleavage, I'm telling you, gentlemen, this is the show.
There's so many other places to see that, though. Right? I don't have to watch anybody dance.
Yeah, that's true. And I can't explain it, but there's something about, well, I'll tell you one thing. Erin Andrews is now the co-host. She's pretty hot. So it's on tonight. If you're Dancing with the Stars fans, and like every year, of the, quote, stars who are the new contestants, you've never heard of most of them. They're not even B-listers. Got a guy in California, from California, he's 24 years old. He just got sentenced to North Korea to 6 years of hard labor because they said he was a spy. The United States has no diplomatic relations with North Korea. And when I hear about these 20-something or 30-year-old journalists or whoever they are, aid workers going over, with the state that the world is in, I know that these people mean well, and these journalists are out to, you know, tell the world what's going on and the truth. I cannot imagine going to any of these places now. I just can't. And there's a guy that works for NBC. His name is Richard Engel. He's a reporter. If you ever watch NBC News, morning or evening, pick the most dangerous place in the world, and that's where he'll be. And I keep waiting any day to hear that Richard Engel has been abducted, kidnapped, beheaded, or whatever. This guy is either the bravest guy in the world or the stupidest guy in the world. And last, Peon, you and Dan, you don't want to move to Chicago because you, Dan, you're still on regular cigarettes, right?
Yes.
And Peon, you're on the vapor.
Yes, on vape only.
Chicago now says it is against the law not only to smoke cigarettes, but to use the vaporizer at any of their 580 parks.
Parks?
Outside!
I never understood.
And you can't even do the vaping thing outside. See, this is where I think sometimes we've lost our minds.
Yeah. People are so stupid. Some of the people that are
the do-gooders.
Oh, the do-gooders that wanna fix the world.
Tell everybody else how to live.
Yeah, and then they see smoke coming out from a vapor cigarette. It's like, oh, that's gonna harm us.
I'm just glad we've cooled off on the fur thing. Remember when it was all about fur?
Oh, yeah.
And they seemed to have kind of backed off on that. I like fur. There's nothing better looking than a hot, good-looking woman in a full-length mink coat. Whew! That's a good look. Ladies, get in. They're all in mink coats. Look at that. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, look, they open their coats. There's nothing under them.
Whoa.
Hey. They're nude with full-length minks on. Good luck, ladies.
Oh, that one still has a little mink on the inside.
That's not mink. Doorbell rings. Woman goes to the door, and she opens the door, and there's a man standing there. He says, is Tony home? She says, well, no. He said, I'm sorry, I should have told you. I'm Chris. I work with your husband. She said, oh, yeah, Chris, I've heard him mention your name. Come on in. So he goes in. She says, no, you know what? He's not here. He ran down to the store. He should be back. He said he'd be back in about an hour. Can I get you something to drink? He says, yeah, just water. So she comes over, and they're sitting in the living room, and he's just staring at her. And he said, I hope you don't take offense to what I'm about to say. I don't really know you. I work with your husband, but you have spectacular breasts. She says, I beg your pardon? He said, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Your boobs are magnificent. Now, she doesn't know whether to slap this guy. I mean, all he did was compliment her. Kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I will give you $250 to see just one of your boobs. Now, you have to understand that she and her husband have been going through some really a tough financial patch. They're having some tough times. Her first inclination is to slap him and throw him out of the house. But then she's thinking, $250, and all I have to do is show him a breast. He said, what do you say? They're so magnificent. Just if I could just see one. And he has $250 in cash in his hand. So she thinks, well, what the heck? I mean, okay. So she unbuttons her top, and she pulls her bra down and pops one out. He said, wow, that is so beautiful. If I could see both of them, I'll give you another $250. I'll give you $500. Just take them both out. Let me just, I'm not going to touch it. I just stare at them. And she thinks, $500. Could we use that? And what's the harm? She's thinking to herself, it's not adultery. I'm not doing anything with him. So she pops the other one out. And there they are in all their magnificent beauty. And he just stares at them and says, thank you. I can't wait long enough for him to come home. I'll just catch up with him later. Thank you for the feast you've given my eyes. And he walks out. About 40 minutes later, her husband comes in. He walks in the door and he said, hey, did a guy named Chris come by here that I work with? She says, yeah, as a matter of fact. He said, well, I hope he left that $500 he owes me.
Meet me. Let's see how the traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got some drizzle in the area, and it's causing the roads to get wet and slowdowns, of course. You're looking at westbound 70 slowing between Union and Jennings Station Road. We're heavy again, 170 past the airport. Eastbound 270, stop and go from McDonald through New Florissant. A little bit heavy at 367. We had a report of an accident. Didn't get which direction, but it's in the construction zone. A car versus a steamroller on 255 between 270 and 5570. Westbound 44 downtown is slowing from the Museo Veterans Bridge past the Dome. You'll also find some slow pockets from Grand all the way out through Elm and then from 270 through Bowles. Southbound 270, stop and go now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling eastbound 40 downtown, things are slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar. Then the usual slowdown westbound from the Science Center through McCausland. Heavy from Lindbergh out through Mason, and you're going to find it slow again from Long Road all the way out through Winghaven. And it looks like southbound 170, we've got some stop-and-go areas between Del Mar down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
Bowen Dental Care is that family dentist you've been looking for. At Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, they're in their second generation of family dentistry, and they've been serving patients throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area for more than 30 years. Dr. John Bowen has focused his efforts on implant dentistry that can replace missing teeth and give you a smile that functions and looks like natural teeth. Dr. Bowen is a fellow at the American Academy of Implant Dentistry, and he can fit your new implants with existing dentures to support the dentures. Afterwards, you'll be able to eat corn on the cob. When was the last time you ate corn on the cob? Bowen Dental Care offers everything for the family, whether it's orthodontics, Invisalign, dental implants from start to finish, root canal, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyone from toddler to senior, Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant. We'll see you there.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season, and porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of Basement Chic. Located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire, Basso is a sleek Italian gastro pub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley here from Appliance Discounters, and I wanted to share some great news with you.
Appliance Discounters is now offering 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Now you can get your Electrolux appliances just in time for the upcoming holidays. Get the very lowest prices on Electrolux appliances and take up to 24 months without interest to pay for them. You just can't beat that. Just another reason why Appliance Discounters has the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Visit any of our four showrooms in person or shop online at theappliancediscounters.com.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
We didn't even mention the Rams won a game. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, how about that?
Listen. Kurt Warner came out of nowhere, remember?
Stranger things have happened.
He wasn't the name everybody was looking toward. Maybe this was his name,
Austin Davis.
Davis. Maybe we got another Kurt Warner story. It is time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, and that is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, they're closed today because they're almost always closed on Monday, with a few exceptions during the year, special holidays. They'll be ready for you tomorrow. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, and they proudly present Mike Evans. Here he is, right?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. Good, thank you. We got a pop quiz question. I like this one.
All right.
I think I like it. Do I like it?
We don't know. We don't know the question.
I like it. All the NFL off-field news. How many NFL players have been arrested since 2000?
Well,
and we're not talking about, about a traffic violation.
So 14 years.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one.
330.
Whoa.
530, 730. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Jennifer Lawrence. Has very quietly been dating Gwyneth Paltrow's ex, Chris Martin. On Thursday, they were at the Chateau Hotel. Friday, saw a movie at Westwood. Saturday, hanging out at the Santa Monica Pier. Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Martin are a couple now. This is an odd nugget. Liv Tyler is pregnant again, and her dad, Steven Tyler, wants to be in the delivery room.
Huh?
That sounds a little odd.
That's weird.
It's very odd. Dad in the daughter's delivery room is weird. I mean, I have daughters. They've had kids. I don't want to be in the delivery room.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think about myself and my daughter. No, let her husband, boyfriend, whatever, be in there.
Yeah, it's us.
That seems
very odd. More pregnant news, Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And Ashton Kutcher's baby is due this week. Odds and ends, I thought I'd just set the record straight. There are some stories floating around that Angelina Jolie Pitt has a very dark side that borders on being suicidal, close to being institutionalized. To quote former President Richard Nixon, "Vulture's playing poppycock."
Well, that sounded just like
who is this?
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon. Like it. Don't you know nothing about it?
Yeah.
Angelina has had some odd behavior 20 years ago, but she has become a stellar, stable, sane woman that has devoted her life not only to being a great mom, but also a great humanitarian. Actually, they don't come any better than Angelina Jolie in Hollywood.
Oh. All right.
It took a principal of the LaGuardia High School 5 seconds to turn down alumni Nicki Minaj's offer to speak at the school of the free assembly. Let me think about it. No, we don't want you here.
Why do you think that was?
Well, probably because she's not a real good role model for the kids, I would think.
That's a good reason.
I would think so. Joan Rivers, this surprised me. Her will is in probate. She, when she died, was worth just a little under $100 million.
Wow.
That's surprising to me.
Surprising that it's that much, or you thought it would be more?
I thought it would be a lot less.
I agree, only because in that documentary she did, she made it seem like she really needed to work. Because I remember her talking about how she wasn't that well off. Well, $100 million is pretty well off.
So it's in probate because she didn't leave it to her daughter, I guess, huh?
I guess in New York, everything goes into a probate, but even though the will is decided.
But look at all that QVC stuff. I mean, she was in a lot of stuff.
It's amazing to me, that much money. I got a New York Post headline. You know I love them. Story about a rich do-gooder married couple that spent millions and millions of dollars drilling over 1,500 feet underneath their home in search for a geothermal well to be used for hot water and electricity. But the process took over 2 years, made their neighbors miserable with noise and dirt, heavy construction, machinery. New York Post headline screamed, "A couple of eco-maniacs."
No, that's good.
That's what they did there?
That's good.
We're going to do something new tomorrow. We're going to try it for a couple weeks, and you can let me know what you think of it. It'll just be a little feature like our pop quiz. But before we give the answer to the pop quiz, we'll be having the This Date in Hollywood History.
No.
Like that?
Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of good. Anyway.
No.
Nope.
And finally. See, I really did say anyway by mistake.
No, you didn't.
No.
You call me a liar?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unacceptable.
All right, Deanne, how many NFL football players since the year 2000 have been arrested, not just for traffic, not for traffic violations at all, but everything from assault to murder, robbery, shoplifting, 330, 530,
730. Oh, man. I'll go right in the middle. 5:30.
7:30.
Well, if you think about it, 365 days in a year, we're talking 14 years. I'm going to go the high number.
Yeah.
Answer 730.
Yeah!
There you go. There you be, my Gavin C.
Wow.
Now, in terms of, you know, proportionately the population versus how many, that's a giant, isn't it, percentage?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So you can't say, well, it's no different than just in, you know, average people.
No.
big difference. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And they're both in Chesterfield Valley. First Community Credit Union is also headquartered in Chesterfield Valley. Chesterfield Valley, a place that a few years ago nobody would put a business after the flood of 93. And then something happened and everybody's in Chesterfield Valley. Including First Community Credit Union, and that's their headquarters. They now have 40 locations in the St. Louis area. It is the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, and for good reason. Once word gets out that your rates, let's put it this way, when word gets out that your goal is to make sure nobody offers better rates than you do, your goal is to make sure nobody has better customer service than you do, and nobody offers more in the way of services than you do, here's what happens. A lot of people leave their banks, leave wherever they're doing their banking, and they come on over and bring that business to First Community Credit Union. That's what I'd like for you to consider doing. Wouldn't ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself, and I do all my banking there, all of it. I have one place that I bank, and it's First Community Credit Union. If you want to know more, stop in at any of the 40 locations, get some fresh popcorn, get some literature, ask some questions, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic, Tim.
Well, it looks like things are winding down okay. In northbound 170, still a little bit heavy between Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Eastbound 270 slows Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, stop and go south of Page now. And then just some slow pockets from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, you still have stop and go from west of the Science Center through McCausland. A few little slow pockets now from, it looks like, Lindbergh out through Clarkson, and then you're going to get some stop-and-go traffic as you approach 94 to just west of Highway K. Eastbound 40 downtown has thinned out, and southbound 170 looks good. No delays on 40 at all. This traffic report is brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information. Happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your information station for ABC News. Local news, traffic reports, and weather updates you can count on. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area. To the prompt, courteous staff, they've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 5 years running. Ackerman sells for less and is conveniently located on South Kings Highway, just minutes from the hill. Like them on their new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give them a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with the best of the best Frank Opinion and the game weekdays 3 to 6. I'm Hadley. Join Jim Huer and I for the Big Sports Show 6:30 to 9 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Save $10 on your next round of 18 holes. Go to golfaroundstl.com, enter promo code 550, and save $10. Golfaroundstl.com. See website for full details.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
All right, heads up, tomorrow would be a great day to play hooky. Not that I'm condoning that, but the weather is supposed to be terrific tomorrow, so try to get out and enjoy it if you can. Thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure serving you. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same station. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A 12-year-old Maryland Heights boy dies in his own backyard. What he was playing with when he accidentally hanged himself.
A carbon monoxide leak sends nearly 150 people to the hospital. The frightening moments at a small-town middle school. Hundreds of guns, cash, gold, and jewelry discovered during a search warrant in Waynesville, Missouri. A closer look at the loot. Amidst controversy over fundraising for Officer Darren Wilson, the well-known group that says they have nothing to do with it. A 12-year-old Maryland Heights boy dies after accidentally hanging himself on a backyard swing.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman spoke with police this afternoon about how it happened.
Police say they are convinced it is simply a tragic accident that led to the death of a 12-year-old boy playing in his own backyard in the 2700 block of Eldon here in Maryland Heights.
It's really a tragedy for the family.